I would not say that the situation is now much worse than before for Haftar as an individual. He was never ever on good terms with Sarraj. Allegedly, the Baber recently visited Benghazi and probably also talked with him. Saleh's influence is heavily undermined. This is also not too bad for Haftar for his reputation in the East. LNA spokesman Ms. Mari said yesterday that the supreme commander of the LNA is the new presidential council. But for the real reaction, Haftar will wait and see what the new government will do and how, especially how the people on the streets and the tribal leaders in the East will react. I would say, and this is my advice for the new government regarding the Cyrenaica, this is not about getting Haftar as a person on board, but about getting the people in the East on board. Haftar will not act against what he perceives the will of the people and the will of the Eastern tribes.
Would he still be the chief of the army?
This is quite likely, because he will claim that he is appointed by the House of Representatives and not by the Supreme Commander. And I have no doubt that the House of Representatives, which is located in the East under Aguila Saleh, will still keep him as the commander, because they certainly share common interests with him.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi welcomed the new interim government in Libya and took credit for the red line he drew in Libya last year as a contribution to the progress in Libya. Is that a fair claim by Sisi?
I fully agree with him. Actually, his declaration, his credible declaration of the red line, certainly contributed to the stabilization of the front line. Operation Volcano, supported by Turkey, was about to attack Sirte and advance further on to the east. Actually, there were at least two major attempts of Operation Volcano to advance and take Sirte. If al-Sisi would not have declared his red line, I have no doubt that they would have made a major attempt to attack the east. And this could have, or I would even say, this would have certainly led to an escalation. Right now, regardless if the Dabeiba government succeeds or not, right now, there is the chance of consolidation of the ceasefire. Because right now, everyone in the East and in the West, also among the military leaderships, supports the Dabeiba and the UN, at least officially. And right now, this would be the perfect opportunity for a consolidation. This means to implement such a ceasefire monitoring, a civilian cease monitoring mission as proposed by UN Secretary Guterres. So this is the chance to achieve really a progress with regard to consolidation of the ceasefire. And this is maybe even more important than the current political developments.
The United States called on Turkey, Russia, and the United Arab Emirates to stop their military intervention.
This is a very wise move. And actually, I've advised already the previous government and some of my contacts in the current administration about this, that if you want to get rid of Russia in Libya, you need to make them unimportant for the East. The reason why they are there is because they are providing the backbone of the Air Force and technical support, and so on and so on. They need this technical support in the Air Force as long as they are worried about an eventual attack from the West. If the ceasefire is consolidated, there would be no need for the Emirates to continue to pay for Wagner. I doubt that Russia would maintain its presence in Libya if they are not being paid by the Emirates. But they will only withdraw if Turkey also withdraws. So the demand by the Secretary of State that both shall withdraw makes absolutely sense. It is unlikely, and I would rule it out, that Turkey will withdraw and Russia stay. I would also rule out that Wagner will withdraw or the Emirates will stop paying for them if the Turks are still on the other side. So this is about allowing somehow Turkey to maintain its strategic interests in Libya, namely the economic interests. If Turkey is able to sustain its economic interests, to continue with the contracts and so on and so on, I would consider it really as realistic that they will withdraw the majority of their footprint in Libya.